Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 1 Peter 1:1.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is 1 Peter 1:1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who reside as strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who are chosen. When life feels hard, it's easy to allow our pain and our circumstances to convince us that we're neglected or abandoned by God, to base our confidence or our lack thereof on our present difficulties rather than the voice of God. Is that ever true for you? Years ago, I experienced some health challenges significant enough to temporarily make it difficult to serve God in ways I always had and that I had received great enjoyment from. And when he didn't respond to my illness or my prayers as I expected, I assumed my days in ministry were over, that my current circumstances and challenges had negated his call on my life. Thankfully, he met me in that confusing, wounded place and reminded me that my life still had purpose and that he alone assigns and establishes my call. This helped me view the situation through the lens of his truth rather than the other way around. The more we understand who God is and all he's promised, the better we're able to stand firm and secure with hope in our darkest and most unsettling seasons. Peter, the first century church leader who wrote the letter from which today's verse comes, understood this. Living during the time of Emperor Nero, he and the other Christ followers were experiencing significant hardship. No doubt they were terrified and hurting. Peter would have understood their feelings. If you're familiar with the Gospels, you might remember how he had responded shortly before Jesus' execution. The man called to lead God's church upon Christ's death and resurrection denied knowing his Savior and beloved Rabbi out of fear. And then, decades later, he wrote 1 Peter, which some scholars refer to as the New Testament's book of Job. Penned about 2 years prior to getting martyred, he wanted to help the weary and discouraged Christ followers living throughout modern-day Turkey to maintain hope, not in their circumstances or a potential change in government, but in their eternal inheritance held secure in Christ. He began as ancient Greek letters often did, by stating his name, referring to himself as, quote, an apostle of Jesus Christ. He was sent on behalf of the Son of God, commissioned to represent the Savior. Peter wasn't acting on his own authority. He was operating and writing under the authority of Jesus Christ, co-creator, redeemer, victorious Savior, and Lord. Regardless of how chaotic things appeared, Jesus was still driving his mission, still working out his plan. This also meant that the believers could consider this letter God's word to them, and so can we. Sometimes God speaks to us through a song, an image, an impression that hits with clarity in the depths of our soul, through our pastor, or a timely conversation with a friend. But he always, always speaks to us through Scripture, a sacred collection of writings that he went to great lengths to preserve for century after century and generation after generation, to provide the Christ followers of Peter's day and every believer thereafter with unshakable truths pointing to an unshakable hope. Today's verse refers to these men and women as sojourners, exiles, or as some translations phrase it, as strangers, those residing temporarily in a land that was not their home. Those passing through an area are alert to their surroundings, but their focus remains trained on what lies ahead. While the journey might feel hard, they realize the pitfalls and steep inclines won't last forever. One day they will reach their destination, and a glorious one at that, a place where God will banish all pain and hardship from their existence for good, flooding their senses instead with inconceivable joy. That, not suffering and persecution, was their ultimate destination, the ultimate calling on their lives. Because despite how their situation appeared, and regardless of how they felt while under the weight of their grief, they were God's chosen people, just as today's verse proclaimed. That wouldn't change no matter who or what came against them. They were and always would be held secure by the love, power, and grace of Christ. This is true for us as well. In Ephesians 1, verses 4 to 5, speaking of God's heart for me and you, we read, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will." Chosen before the creation of the world, before our current struggle and any difficulty we might be experiencing now or tomorrow. Chosen in love, adopted as God's children, and this brought God pleasure. We bring God pleasure. God sees and cares deeply about our pain. He cares deeply about us, and he promises that our suffering will not last forever, nor will he ever abandon us. He will never close his ears to us. He will never evoke his call on our lives. And praise God, this present broken, sin-ravished world is not our home. We are destined for so much more. Let's pray. Holy Father, we love you and we praise you. Thank you that you see us, you know us, you love us, and you chose us. We are your chosen, and we are strangers in this present earth. This is not our true home. Help us to remember that when life feels hard. At every moment, Lord, help us to remember that we are destined for more. Help us to remain focused on whatever lies ahead of us, but with our gaze firmly set on everything that's ahead. Give us the strength and perseverance. May we not grow weary. May we not grow discouraged. May we not lose hope. Instead, may we find our hope in you, in your truth, in your love, in your faithfulness, in your presence, in your promises, because you will never leave us. You will never close your ears to us. You will never abandon us, and you will do everything that you have promised, because you are a good and faithful and loving God. And it is in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.